everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that began as a germ of an idea. And now it's just a germ. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Bambi's Worst Nightmare, The Deer Hunter, a Vietnam-era movie about Vietnam. Well, that can't be happy, right? Let's find out right after this. This is, I just finished watching this movie, literally within 10 minutes. And, it's almost too big of a film to really describe in the amount of time that I have here. There's a lot of stuff happening. It's a 3-hour movie, and the first hour of it is, mostly devoted to a wedding and the events leading up to the wedding, which is taking place on the eve of three of the main characters heading off to Vietnam. They come out of the wedding and a nice deer hunting session, because it is the deer hunter. Right out of that, they end up in Vietnam, and they've obviously at this point been in Vietnam for a while. We don't really get to see the transition. It's just boom, and there they are. And then probably the last third of the movie, or even a little bit more, is dealing with the aftermath of stuff that happened in Vietnam. Now, as you can probably imagine, first of all, any war is not a cheery situation. And Vietnam is a war that probably came in at an era in filmmaking in which there was very little desire to romanticize the war. It was a tough war. They're all tough, but it was one that really got shown on TV. And really, I think, got driven home. There was obviously a lot of unrest, civil unrest in the United States at the time. Pardon me if I'm being a little more heavy than I usually am, but this is kind of a heavy movie. And there was a lot of stuff going on, and so it really lends itself to driving home some of the tough things that people went through when they came back from the war. Some of the difficult times that they had. Now, it's not unique in that, because as I think back on all the Oscar-winning films that I've been watching over almost the last year now, and I think of some of the stuff that's, that we've come across, From Here to Eternity, and Cavalcade, and there's a lot of these things that are dealing with war and their aftermath. There's more, but they're escaping me right now, the names. But there's an ongoing theme that goes all the way back to the World War I movies, and even Wings, where the characters come back and they're fundamentally changed, and they're not necessarily changed for the better. I think that when I was growing up and we saw World War II movies on TV and whatnot, and my vision was always a bunch of guys marching off proudly, waving the American flag and singing, songs together and going off to fight for truth, justice, and the American way or whatever. And as you look back on at least the best pictures, There's a theme after every war throughout the 20th century of films that really don't show the happy side of any of this stuff. And specifically when people come back home, how difficult and how changed their lives are because they've gone off and they've been in this war and then they have to come back, and the people back home don't really understand what they've been through. They don't have any way of really grasping what the characters who went off to war have been through. And it strikes me that this is probably very true to real life. And it's very hip nowadays to say, well, you know, these Hollywood people, what do they know about reality? And that's fine. I understand where people are coming from, because there's a lot of Hollywood stars who are in the news, who spout things off and have a lot of opinions about things. And maybe they have a right to, well, they have a right to them, of course, but maybe their opinions are given more weight because they're famous. And what have they really done to, you know, that links them to that opinion? I know I'm waxing a little bit philosophical here, but it seems to me that as I look back over the course of the 20th century, it seems to me that the filmmakers, at least the ones who made the Oscar-winning films, understood something that maybe it would be better, we'd have a better world if our political leaders understood it. If our political leaders could grasp the enormity of what they're asking people to do when they go off and fight a war. When you take a kid who's 18 or 20 years old and pull him out of high school and send him off into a situation where his head could be blown off at any given moment. And I have all the respect in the world for people who do that. I didn't do that. I've never made any pretense otherwise. But as I think about this, you have to wonder why did... Maybe it only works in retrospect. I don't know. But it seems to me that every war gets started with a lot of people being fired up and ends with a lot of people damaged. And that is really what the message of The Deer Hunter is. And it's been the message of a number of other movies that I've personally reviewed, and probably dozens more that I haven't reviewed. And you just have to wonder why the leaders of our political leaders, and even ourselves, we here at home, somehow can't seem to grasp it when a bunch of Hollywood filmmakers can. I understand the importance sometimes of achieving your objectives in the world. I get that. And sometimes it's not pretty. But if there's a message here, and I think there's an important message, I think that we need to learn that when we go rushing off to war, maybe we should never really go rushing off to war. Maybe we should always think about exactly what we're doing and what we're asking people to do, and what the long-term effects are going to be. I normally try and keep this light, and I will in the future, I promise. But that's just what was going through my head, and I'm giving you my honest opinion. The Deer Hunter is a buy it. Go out and get it. Put it on a shelf. And whenever you think about what's going to happen next time you all start cheering for, you know, to take out some bad guy somewhere. Maybe the bad guy really does need to be taken out. Absolutely, that does happen. Maybe you ought to think about, though, what kind of sacrifices people are making for your sake and for their own sake, and sometimes because somebody told them to go do it. That's all I'm going to say. It's The Deer Hunter. I don't know that everything in this film is perfectly realistic, but it is powerful and it is moving and it does require some thought. That's my review for this week. Sorry. Next week, I promise Kramer versus Kramer, which is what we're looking at next week. Oh, I should play the outro music, right? Kramer versus Kramer is next week, and I'm sure that will be lighter than The Deer Hunter. And probably darker than Annie Hall. Somewhere in between. We'll have a little bit of fun with it. But seriously, go check this movie out if you get the chance. It's got a great cast. Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, Christopher Walken, George Zunza. You name it, they're in it. It's a good film. I am Pete Pollack. This week is The Deer Hunter. And this has been the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. See you soon.